Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while, and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time.
Yeah.
And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof,
which we love.
Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions.
Yep.
So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production, again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers,
dude,
you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, geez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
What is up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to another episode of the Hello Sport Podcast. Home unqualified opinion away from bias. You get it.
That time of year. Just speed through it.
Speed through it. Doesn't really matter.
So you can fuck off.
So you can just get back to being fucking horizontal, you know. Because it is the season of horizontality. We have got the big day, baggy green long lunch, 22nd. That's this Friday.
Have we, and this is like, again, peeking behind the curtain. Solve the issue?
No, I tried to.
Issue not solved.
Well, the issue, like, so issue one, restaurant, shout out to them, but we are inside instead of outside. There's no way around that. Tried to.
We've also overbooked. People sitting on the floor.
But see, that was one where I just reckon, like, you just squeeze a couple of people on the table and you just go, like, whatever.
Yeah, you can definitely squeeze, but you can squeeze to a point.
Well, we're
you
only
can
like,
over-squeeze.
We're only, like, three over, aren't we?
Isn't it five?
It's three or four.
Getting up there.
We'll work it out. But then...
I wouldn't rule out just staying at the pub.
Well, see, now this is the other thing. The pub has a massive fucking party on in the Arvo.
Does it? So we can't even go there anyway.
Well, you can, but there will be a section that's sectioned off. So the goal for this week, which was a thing that I was trying to remind myself of when I got in here, is alternate pub for afterwards.
So you can see, punters and dribblers, we're extremely organised. Hope this is filling the baggy green community with
we'll probably better not to even keep it in, but afterwards doesn't really matter, right?
Like, no, it doesn't.
That's fine. No. It's more, to be honest, the biggest ball ache was just that we had to fucking sit inside the restaurant.
I know, which is so annoying. We booked it quite a while ago.
Yeah, well. Dude,
you
that's
would
what
expect
annoying.
To be able to sit outside.
Yeah, that's what pissed me off.
We are in the season of absolute horizontality.
Yeah.
This is the final week, the final mountain, the final peak, the final climb, the final pitch.
Yeah.
That's a climbing term for you punters and dribblers. Pitch.
It's the climb. Shout out to
Alex Honnold
and Miley Cyrus.
A noted climber.
Well, she has a song, It's the Climb.
I watched that Free Solo again the other day. I just can't get over it.
It's ridiculous.
It's completely
Did you see friend
absurd.
Of the show Guy Willimon's like reels and shit on Instagram? Like he was in Yosemite or Yosemite, whatever the fuck.
Yosemite.
And he is like just because obviously he's an incredibly talented like cinematographer. He was part of the Kamchatka docker. But his coverage of Yosemite, like here just while he was over there, was fucking insane.
Like when he comes through the tunnel and opens up, I'm like, what is that place? Looks unbelievable.
I know.
Thus its majesty.
Maybe we nip over there while we're over there for Vegas, you know?
Or just go to Yosemite.
Just quickly nip into Yosemite.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I reckon we'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you just roll your eyes at me?
Yep.
What are you fucking 15-year-old girl who's like waiting for their mum to leave the room and then just like rolling her eyes at me like...
Tom, you can bet your last fucking dollar I just rolled my eyes at
you,
mate.
And you stick your tongue into your bottom lip like this. That's what you did. Well, listen, it probably deserved it because I was saying we should go to Yosemite, but whatever.
Yeah. Pipe dream time and a nice one.
Pipe dream time of the year, time of the year, time of the year. Now, a couple of bits of housekeeping.
Well done, Jarge.
Got engaged. Tobler up our ass. What are you doing on the weekend? Like, Tobler, fuck off. It's none of your beeswax, dude.
Nosy Tobler. I don't like nosy Tobler.
I suffer from FOMO.
Tobler gets so like, what is
so FOMO?
What's going on?
I'm like, dude,
what are you doing on Saturday?
This has absolutely nothing to do with you.
Like, literally, if it had something to do with your Tobler, we'd tell you.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
Like, you can be having
a... You can tell me anyway.
You can have a conversation sometimes and Tobler's not in the room, but he just happens to have heard it somehow. And he's like, wait, what's that?
I've got devices planted around the studio.
You're like, Tobler, not your fucking... None of your beeswax.
Just keep being a little brown noser. That's fine. Don't be nosy.
It's just FOMO, dude. I'm telling you. But yeah, shout out to Judge.
Shout out to Judge. Got engaged.
Congratulations, Feff.
Congratulations, Feff and Judge. Nice. Very nice.
Wholesome. Cute.
Yeah, very cute. Very wholesome. Well done to Eddie for hosting a nice, relatively impromptu get together.
Yeah.
Did well, very
well. Impromptu was like 5 days, we'll give you.
Yeah, and like, but you did nothing until the day of, right?
Not personally.
No.
We were away.
Exactly. And we had a busy week.
But that was tough because I had to get up. Tom and I went up to Brisbane on Friday for a bit of a rip and tear. Came back that night. Had to get up early and start, you know.
Flight got delayed.
Brisbane was great. And then at one point it's like, oh, we're kind of like, the guy came out being like, hopefully we leave soon. This is the flight attendant because we otherwise we'll miss Sydney's curfew. And we were like, oh my God.
We'd been sitting on the tarmac for like an hour.
Longer, 2 hours.
Two hours maybe, dealing with a gentleman in the DMs.
We were dealing with a gentleman in the DMs. I'm not going to tell you who it was.
No, no, no. But it was fun.
But it was a marine animal. We sat there, and I thought, Jesus Christ, if we get kicked off this fucking plane because we're going to make curfew, we've got to go get a hotel, and I've got to go up and rebook a flight, and then get back and walk into the madness of
trying to
getting a house ready for a little do, and I would have been a stressed Elsa, and it would have just been horrific for me.
Yeah. Whereas I would have preferred to have got home, which we did, thank God, but I was a bit like, well, whatever. We'd been on a big rip, so I was actually intoxicated.
Same.
I was quite drunk. Not in a bad way, although I did drop
Dropped a whole beer in the fucking, we were getting a beer together, and I just, he
was giving them to us.
I was holding two beers, and I handed them out to him. He took the back one. You don't take the back one, you take the front one, you take the one closest to you. That is just like, sure. That's just 101 of handing something over.
Listen,
to you.
Dude, was I?
I could felt.
If
I, felt
I was sober, then that would have been completely. But I was a little bit drunk, and so it was more about like not having my faculties. So, like, you know, I was a walking Tommy's margarita by that stage.
So then it just falls and then just smashes onto the tiles,
and went everywhere. And people are like, it was like an auto. Everyone's like, oh, I was like, oh, Christ, kill me.
It was intense.
Kill me.
So intense.
Quickly, before I forget, because at your little soiree on Saturday, someone said that something else happened in Byron that you also forgot to tell us about. And I'm just like, this guy never writes down anything. Obviously, there was the box shot. There was something else that happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was. We were talking about it on the way.
I know, I can't remember it. I was trying to rack my brains yesterday. I'm like, it's almost better I've forgotten.
So, the first night we got there, we're going out for dinner, Elsa's birthday, celebration, you know, life's good, getting on the pierce with our mate Emily, who fucking works up there, and we're just having a great time. Get to dinner pretty pissed, to be honest. Get 12 voices, obviously. There's like four of each oyster. There's like four naturals, bang, panning those bitches. Then there's like four with like a bit of a vinaigrette, pan those bitches. And then there was four more with like a bit of like a sauce thing on it. I'm not doing a great job of explaining.
No, you are. I'm just remembering it now.
And because I've been hoovering, like I've been like just sucking these bitches out because I was pissed as well. So I wasn't, you know, I was just being a bit fucking carefree. So I've gone to like slurp one of the bigger ones with like more dressing and shit, and it's just gone bang straight to the back of my throat, and it's just like tickled it immediately and created that fucking like spit response or whatever,
gag reflex,
and I've just gone and like basically like cough sneeze type thing, and just fucking sauce and shit went fucking everywhere, all over this chick next to us. she's like wiping her arm going, oh, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Where did the oyster go?
I swallowed the oyster. Oyster didn't come back up, thank God. But she wasn't happy. She got a. She requested new cutlery, new plates. She got a new tablecloth and shit. Everything was changed, and she's like muttering. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to do that, obviously. But she was fucking furious. And then I was like, oh, hopefully I don't see her again. This woman who like had it in for me ever like after that incident. I'd see her every day. I'd see her everywhere. Like, she's like, when I went to breakfast, she was there. When I went to lunch, she's like there. I could not shake this
chick.
There's
a guy that coughed like vinaigrette or whatever it is.
Yeah. All over me. Sprayed her with vinaigrette like all over her arms and shit. So.
And did she?
And then we then think that she was the one that made, like, me and Ella in the room later, like, fucking had the music blaring, having a time and shit. And she complained, I reckon. She shut us down.
Well, right, so she had it in for you.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, right, like
It's my mistake.
No, of course it's your mistake, but there's a difference to, like, just having someone next to you who's, like, almost choked and coughed. But I imagine if you've already got a couple on board in there, you were probably being loud Eddie Simpson as well. So you'd have been a loud mouth, and then you...
No, I don't think so.
No way.
Were you laughing at the time while you were apologising to her?
Don't know. Can't remember.
Exactly. So you would have been loudmouth Eddie Sims coughing vinaigrette all over.
No, I was embarrassed. So I wouldn't have been like laughing at
it. But beforehand, you would have been, you know, like kicking back, as is your right, enjoying yourself.
Ella was like, what the F have you just done?
Yeah, see, it would have been mortifying.
You're like, you've made this awkward, and I'm like,
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
This woman's got ocean juice all over her face.
Yeah, yeah. We had dessert in the room.
Was it at the hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse. Because everyone.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. She was following me around. Yeah, afterwards. I couldn't shake her.
I thought it just meant Byron, because it's like not a huge place. You know, you just bump into people.
No. That's awful. She was in my vicinity.
Yeah, right. That's terrific.
She was close by. But all's well that ends well.
Yeah, sure. She cleaned. So how much longer? I mean, if it was just you were at the start of your meal, so...
We were there for another hour, probably.
Sat next to her the whole time. Yeah. Who was she with?
I just, like...
Turned away,
so I didn't have to look at her. Even though she's, like, a metre from me.
Yeah, and you've completely...
She was with her husband and son.
Oh, God, how old are we talking here?
Would she have been?
Yeah.
50s.
Right. How was the husband? Did he get a bit like, oi?
No. He didn't do anything. You could tell she ran
the show. She ran business?
She ran business. She was head of operations. Wherever they walked, she was always in front.
Yeah, right.
And they'd like follow her like little lappies. Yeah, lackeys?
Right. I don't know. Listen, I don't think you start attacking this woman. Like, in fairness to her, you coughed an oyster all over.
Telling you what I saw. I'm giving context to what I saw. Because you said, did the husband say anything? And I go, no, he wasn't that sort of man.
He wasn't sort of an operator.
No.
He probably saw that it was an accident. You know, just a... But again, if you're the person covered in oyster, anyway.
It was so funny.
Just quickly, while we're at your house, and I got a DM from a dribbler. He goes, yo, my boy Birmingham racing today. $36 that motherfucker was paying. I've been on that horse and it's won before.
You didn't tell me as well, which was dog.
Didn't. And I accept that. But $39... I was almost 36, thinking...
36, 39,
sorry,
33?
36, I boosted to 39.
Right.
Yeah, in and around that, but it was... I got it at 39. But I was like, this thing is either like... It's just against like monsters, and it usually just races against donkeys. But I just put 10 on it out of like...
Respect.
Respect for my last name. Forget about it completely, then just see everyone share. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. That's the longest odds horse I've ever been on in my life. That's got up.
$39 is right up there.
That's ridiculous.
That's absurd money.
Crazy.
Absurd money.
So shout out to whoever gave me that tip. I don't remember who you were. There was a few people, in fairness, who sent it through.
Well, just another win in column.
Just another W for the P's and D's.
Another dub.
And for Neds. That.
Well done, Ned. Shout out to you.
Shout out to Neds.
Also, yeah, if we want to talk a bit about the Christmas party, we haven't...
Christmas party was fun. I mean, I don't want to go too far in. Like, I don't want it to be about like.
Well, I will say this. I will say this.
What are you going to say?
It was a fucking great day.
It was.
We all had a great time. Thanks for everyone for showing up.
Yep.
For coming. It was obviously, it was a mixture of like our own little work family and their partners and then our content friends.
Yes.
That's probably how I'd describe it.
Mm.
And we drank and we sang and we danced and we swam and we flopped about.
Yeah, it was nice.
And it was a great day and it wasn't too hot. Like, it was hot. It was hot. Wasn't like the next day hot. You know, no. I mean, it wasn't like 40 degrees.
You could
hot.
Escape the heat by getting in the water. I now, as a, I've just become terrified of getting eaten by sharks.
Wait, yeah, like that was odd to me.
It's literally having children. It's the same thing with flights. I just don't want to die. Way more than I cared about it before. So now I'm like, yeah, cool, swim in the water. But like, what if a bull shark comes and eats my legs off, you know? That wouldn't be fun.
Wouldn't be fun. But
and
like,
the boat wasn't like...
But you just don't think of the statistics?
The logistics?
Statistics.
Oh, no, I do. But it's more like...
Because like what I mean by that is like...
I mean, ask
you
can't.
Well, you shouldn't drive by that logic. Like, yeah, driving's the last thing you should be doing.
I tell myself that when I'm on the plane and it starts, like, turbulencing, and I'm like, dude, it's all good. But again, when I'm freaking out, I'm not, like, white-knuckling it. I'm just like, oh, God, okay, come on, hurry up, get me through this. Like, that's more what it is. The shark one, it's just a bit like, etch. I used to not give a fuck, dude. I used to swim in the harbour all the time. But again, if I can see the bottom of the – if I can see the sand, then that means all the sharks aren't going to be there. Anyway, great day though. It was a good
You did
day.
Get in though.
Of course I got in.
But you were saying you weren't going to, you
no,
were like,
no, no,
I'm
no.
not going to get in unless I can see
the
sand.
The thing is, I'm still going to get in. You just know that I'm wigging a bit.
I'm more coming from the perspective of the fact that you said to me, unless I can see the sand, I'm not jumping in.
That was because I was basically just parroting a line that my wife had said to me before that she wasn't going to do. And I was like, well, okay, maybe that's what I'll do. But then I was like, fuck it.
So you both rev each other up.
Well, that day she revved me. She revved me for sure. But generally speaking, I wouldn't say so. I'm more like logical and calm. Usually I'll be the one who's got to like balance out her fucking wig. Anyway, this isn't about the dynamics of my fucking marriage, mate. This is about the Christmas party that I
And how you weren't going to get in the water because you were scared shitless of sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that threw me off. I wasn't expecting that.
Good day. Good food.
Great food. Great drinks. Great fun.
Good fun. Good people.
And then we went to the Oak for an extension of the night.
Yeah.
Wasn't a late one. Wrapped up relatively early. 11. Like 11, which is pretty early, I reckon. And then that's it.
That's it. That's all she wrote. That's the Christmas.
Merry Christmas, though, to everyone.
Yeah. And to all a Merry Christmas.
And, you know, hopefully you haven't played any shockers on your own Christmas party. Not that we did, but you that's just not a place you want to...
No.
Play one, is it?
No, fuck no. With all your work people around, like our work, we've got a small crew. So now, it would still be embarrassing were you to fucking act like an asshole in front of everyone completely.
But it'd be worse at a big corporate
Huge
dude.
Corporate.
You know those big corporate dudes and you're just like bailing up some person maybe because you want a fucking promotion, talking absolute shit.
Yeah.
Like sometimes we get bailed up ass for baggy greens like that, but worse
but
because
worse.
This guy's like a buttoned up executive.
Yeah.
Probably highly educated, highly powerful, and here you are after 50 tequila sodas like, oh, mate.
I'd be really good for the job.
Yeah. Or maybe you start hitting on someone and it's just wildly inappropriate. So thoughts and prayers if that's you.
Yeah, if that's you. Wasn't us, thank you.
Wasn't us, though. I can happily report that our Christmas party was incident-free.
Yep. As far as we know.
As far as I've been told.
Yeah.
Now, if people are withholding information from me, I'll be very disappointed.
Yeah.
Very disappointed. But at the moment, as it stands, as of Monday the 18th, around 11 a.m, incident free.
Thank goodness.
Except for Josh Ellisflynn.
What did he do? No,
just
fuck. Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now you can follow along all of our bets at in the About Even private group on the Neds app. You can also follow our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to fucking... The Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but The civilian bets is where you can see me getting to my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as
you
well.
You mean, you know, wow, Eddie, just you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full pixie stuff. So now you're just gonna say you're gonna talk about the fucking profiles tab as well. You're gonna talk about the About Even group. Yeah.
About Even group.
Yeah. How do you get in there?
That's what I said. Code Dribblers.
Oh, okay. There you go. Good. Yeah. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Oh, yeah. Great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Punters and Dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at halosport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to halosport.shop, bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler, and we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up.
Now, thank you, Tobler. That's how you catch a pocket knife, punters and dribblers, if you're watching. We've been sent a package. Now, I'd be shocked if it's actually a Thermomix, which I don't have a Thermomix, but I know they're pretty fucking red hot, apparently. From Baggy Green member Liam Brennan.
It says four dribblers on the side of it. What's that mean?
I am just as informed as you are, you know what I mean? Like, I've got...
You're holding it, though, so you've got more information than I do.
Well, I've got, like, his address, I guess.
I read it as Thermomix for dribblers.
Right, okay.
Okay, so this is a Thermomix.
Potentially.
It's going to be something, like, booze-related? You didn't need to do this, Liam. I mean, is he not making it to
Unfortunately, he can't make it down
that's
for
why,
Friday.
That's why. It's a class act, then.
He's a classy guy.
Can't make it to the Baggy Green long
He's a classy guy, Liam Brennan.
Shout out to Ned Brockman as well, who apparently can't make it now.
Not surprised. That's why I wasn't invited last year.
I know.
We knew this would happen.
He's like, oh, big dog. And then it's like, oh, get me out. I was like, oh, of course you're invited. Now he's like, oh, I can't do it. You're like, right. Well, so this is one of the most disrespectful things Ned's ever done. Okay, this is dribbly as fuck. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hey, boys, wish I could have been down on the 22nd to rip and tear amongst the illustrious group assembled. I'm sure it will be an unreal day. Looking forward to catching up with you guys at the Hacker Major in Brisbane Gold Coast. Not going to stop peppering Sebo and you cunts until I make it happen. Anyway, I wanted to keep tradition and still send through Christmas presents of sorts, so I hope you enjoy. Hope you all have wonderful Christmas New Year's. And it may be the most horizontal season. Love. Look at that, he signed it with BGM afterwards.
Very nice, mate.
All right, so first up.
It's quite creative, his Merry Christmas lettering.
Well, he's a talent. He always sends us like really dribbly rugby league shit, or gives us. He gave us like a Bob Fulton fucking rugby league card last year. Now this, Eddie, is this a cockroach? New South Wales Origin cockroach.
Well, I actually like that.
It's got a little booklet under it, I think.
It's got we'll tell you what it's got. It's got little things that we can plug him to, like a window or something.
Stick him to. Now,
like
he's given us a bobblehead. I think he's given us a Brett Stewart bobblehead.
Show me.
But it doesn't look like Brett, but that's not the point. You can see on the base of it.
You'll notice that Brett Stewart and Paul Gallen look identical as bobbleheads, which is interesting. But that's a Brett Stewart bobblehead.
That's a Brett Stewart bobblehead. He's given us a Matty Johns book, Rugby League from the Inside. To Frank, best wishes, Matty Johns. So I don't know what year this book came out, but
What's it called?
Matty John's
from the Sheds. I didn't know Matthew could read or write. Matt's dad.
A Liberal National Party hat for D or Dave.
Oh, yeah, that's
thank
nice.
You. That's just what I wanted. That book's from 2008.
This there book is?
Mm-hmm.
Right. There you go. Jeez, I just got over the other son's book. That's Matt's dad as well. So he's quoted his old man a couple of times, which we like.
Now, then, this is a Dirty Merger Club rule version 2.0, a general guide to help you bet tip on DMCs. There's a lot here. I don't know if I could explain it, but...
So what he's done is... You'll remember, Tom, the Dirty Merger rule that he sent us, and it was laminated like this.
Yes.
Version 1. Yeah. This is now... He's updated it.
I know, but I'm just... I wish he had, like, a key, which was like, this is what's changed.
He's basically just added it in wins. Like their good form, if they're in good form, average form or bad form, he's got in where they are on the, where they're ranked on the ladder. So are they higher or lower?
Version one.
He's completely changed it. It looks all right. I'm not going to go through it here.
No, too much.
This will be used in season 2024, about even. Big changes coming next year.
Yeah, huge change for about even. Very exciting changes to about even in 2024.
It's a change that's going to get the dicks hard of the punter and the dribbler. You can be sure of that.
Yeah.
Like, when it's announced what the change is, you're going to go, that's the... best change in the history.
Well, it's just, I immediately have an erection.
Like, done. There it is. I'm hard now. You go from soft to hard like that. Like that. And I promise you will.
No, you really will.
And then you'll inbox us and you go, you're absolutely right. I'm now erect.
This summer's sort of going to how I think we all thought it would go. Which is just like humpings at 10 paces.
Pakistan gave... I want to be humped.
Like, energy. Are they, they're subs.
Big time subs. As in, like, get my legs behind my head sort of stuff.
Are they subcontinent?
Yeah. Pakistan isn't, yeah.
So they're subcontinental subs.
Yes.
Right now.
Sub squared.
Yeah. Sub.
Well, sub. And there's nothing more sub than getting, you know, put on your back and, or even tied up.
Listen. David Warner comes out and absolutely turns you into subs. And I'm not talking like that one that was trying to see the Titanic, but basically.
Not the Titan sub.
Not the Titan. But David Warner's 164. Fuck me. Like, it would
off be. Off 211.
It would have been just as uncomfortable as humanly possible to be Mitchell Johnson in the channel, in the Triple M cricket commentary box. Didn't look like he was handling the ribbing or the joking very well. I could be wrong. I haven't seen anywhere. I saw the first bit like, oh, Mitch, so anyway, what have you been up to lately? I haven't said, and he's like, oh, everything's fine. I don't know if there was like bits where he was being more funny and like jovial and like, yeah, it's all good sort of thing.
Obviously, the stuff I've seen, it's been clipped up for wider consumption. And he always looked a little bit like...
uncomfortable.
I just don't think that you can go as hard as he went in his article, right, and not be a little bit uncomfortable when Warner goes out there and gets 164.
And then goes shush.
And then shushes you.
Shushes you.
And then Candace shushes you online as well.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did actually. Goes, like, yeah, shut him up with your bat or whatever.
Like, you got shushed, mate.
You got shushed, dude.
You got completely shushed. And utterly shushed. Yeah, what are we seeing here, Dave?
No, I tried to put up an article, but it just went to the video. But so Johnson came out today, or yesterday, I think, in another column. He said, on day one of the test against Pakistan, Warner rode his luck early on, and it could have gone either way. And you take that, and he went on to make 164. He did what he was paid to do in the first innings before Saturday's duck in the second. Warner may have denied he cares about criticism of his form, but it definitely does drive him.
Sure, dude. Why don't you just go, you batted well. You made me eat my fucking words. You got 164 and no one else well, and Marsh got 90.
As the great cricketer boy said, you got to take your licks. Like, it's just, it would just be easier for Johnson to go, you know what? I had my opinion. he's come out and he's fucking proved us all wrong on this occasion. Like, good on you, bro.
One more thing before we carry on. If you aren't listening to the Greg Cricketer's daily wrap of every test match,
keep up.
Then you're a fucking idiot.
Keep up.
It's the best.
Keep up.
The best.
Keep up.
Hilarious, dude. The one after day three was, I think, the funniest one, where they were just talking about numbers, and like it was just numbers and like meandering in and out of the room, and it was just numbers.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Christ. Scared the shit out of me.
Something just hit our roof.
Yeah, no, you can listen to it and enjoy it and bathe in it.
Bathe in it.
But Mitch Johnson, it just couldn't have gone worse for him. And it was just, there was something about him sitting up there in the Triple M box with his little top knot, just like getting absolutely baked by David Warner. It was, I couldn't look away.
No, it was.
I couldn't get enough of it.
But again, like, to come out and do that article and like, road is luck. And like, it's just, mate, so obviously.
Show me a
like,
ton where luck wasn't road.
Well, that's it. Usually, the 90%
of tons, there's a.
They're not chanceless. Like,
correct.
He fucking was getting onto him. He was taking the game on. And he got 164. He's the only guy in the game to get 100. So, like, chill, I believe. I don't remember if Pakistan got any hundreds.
Nah, yeah.
It just really ungracious. He's come out of this thing looking like a stinky turd with a top knot.
Well, he looks like he is being controlled by an evil top knot, which is on top of his head, which is exactly what's happening. And
I get they hate each other, but you're almost better off saying nothing than after. Well, even, you know what? If you say nothing, you're a cuck as well.
Mate, you just come out and you go, well done, mate. You can still have run-ins with the bloke. You can still not see eye to eye. You can still have your opinion going in, which wasn't a ridiculous one, that is David Warner's position in the side, like, justified, given his weight of runs in the last fucking 3 or 4 years. So, like, you can say all that, and you can still turn around and go, you know what, David? Well done, bruh. Mm. Well done, batted. Champion. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, throw a champ in there if you want to keep things a little bit fucking dastardly. But you still got to say, well done, mate. Like, 164 of 211. He was going like a runner ball for most of his 100. It just...
Got another question. This is obviously just off... Mitchell Johnson embarrassing himself. Why has Alex Carey on Crick Info got an X next to his name? Like, is that... Obviously, does that signify wicketkeeper?
Yeah, that signifies wicketkeeper.
Why would X do that? Why wouldn't you just do WC?
Well, it's just a little... It's like an asterisk, but not an asterisk.
It looks like a crucifix.
Yeah.
It looks religious.
It's just like what they use instead of an asterisk, because asterisk seems more...
But usually they just do WC.
Why wouldn't you just have a little gloves icon? Yeah.
That's not a question for me. Ask the great people at ESPN Crick Info.
Whatever.
Reach out, Crick Info.
Weird stuff. Mitch Marsh, the Bison 90...
He's playing like a man with freedom. He's like a guy. I don't know if many of you out there are Aladdin fans. You should be if you aren't. But when he gets set free with the last wish and the shackles come off, the chains go out, and it's like now he's free. Like, there's
it's a beautiful part of the movie.
There's a freedom to Swamp Jr.'s play here where it's like, I'm getting on and, like, you know, I'm sort of like on borrowed time anyway.
I think part of it a little bit is I see a Swamp Jr. I see a Bison who is now comfortable in his own skin, Tom.
Yeah, right.
As in, I've won a World Cup.
Two.
But, like, I was a big part of this last one. I've fucking been given an opportunity to come back into the side, and I've taken it with both hands and run with it. I think he knows who he is now.
He knows who he is. He's a Bison who sees a Bison in the mirror and isn't revolted by what he sees.
That's exactly right. I think there has potentially been a not insignificant amount of his life where he's looked in the mirror, he's seen a Bison, Tom, and he goes, I just want to be a man.
A self-loathing Bison.
Bison that's not prepared to be a Bison, doesn't want to be a Bison. But the moment he accepts his Bison roots, his Bison blood.
Bisonhood.
His Bisonhood. Then he can start playing some rugby league cricket. And that's what we're seeing out of Mitch Marsh. 90 off 107. He pillaged, mate.
And then he backed it up with a 60-odd in the second innings. Got man of the match. He got Bubba Azam out. Like,
and the arms are out too. He's got the arms out. He's wearing tighter shirts,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, but he's got a moustache going. You know what I mean? Like, he is... you know, he is like the swinging dick at the side almost a little bit, right? Like, it's not like he's the best player in there, but he's like the big meaty hog that everyone that gets in there and just, you know, gets after it.
Yeah.
You would have said Travis Head was the big meaty hog, but Travis Head, now like an established member of the side, obviously a vice captain. I don't know if a vice captain can be the sweaty meaty hog. Like, that's reserved for a bit of a, like, you know.
Well, he's our vice captains have always got hogs on them.
Oh, God, yeah.
That goes without saying. But I think what you're trying to say, if I'm reading between the lines here, is you bring in your secret hog, like your secret weapon, maybe to get the job done.
Big, thick, all girth, probably with a nice set of shoulders on the hog.
Yep.
You don't usually see that. No, nice broad shoulders on a penis.
Thick.
But thick, yeah. Chest hair, necklace, whatever. That's what he is. Can we go back up? Obviously, we're burying the lead here because Nathan Lyon's taken 500 test wickets. We will get to it. But Usman with a 40. Marnus?
Quiet.
Marnus has been quiet for a while.
Quiet. With
someone
the bat.
Is on our fucking roof.
Been fielding well, Marnus. Yeah. Still switched on.
Maybe they're cleaning the gutters.
That'd be great if they are.
It'd be great if they are because...
So is that annoying for everyone?
Don't well, know. Listen, Who it cares? Is what it is. So we went back and looked at Marnus's ashes. He got 100 in that washed out test. Other than that...
Was it the third or the fourth test? I
think it was the fourth.
Fourth test?
We won two. They
washed
won
out. They were absolutely pounding us and it got washed out and Marnus got 100. Listen, obviously all test hundreds count, but some of them don't count as much as the others. They just don't. So it was in the fourth test in Manchester. You got 111 in the second dig. Otherwise, I'm seeing 16-2, 9-13, 51-111. That was in Manchester. 21-33, 47-30, 0-13, 26-41, 3-63, 31-28, 18-35, 49-17, 79-14, 11-5. Nothing big there.
Dude, he's been lean.
Nothing big there, mate.
Lean. Like if you were
last summer
shredding for a festival... You'd be on the Marnus diet because it's been a lean fucking.
Last summer, he gave the West Indies and Sri Lanka a little 1-2.
Touch
a little what's up.
Yep.
Went hard in the paint against the West Indies. 163, 31, 204, 104. And then against Sri Lanka, 104, got 100. The 2024 has not been the year of Marnus.
2023,
apologies. Has not been his year. Again, rained out Ashes 100. Don't really care for it. No offense, don't really care for it. Otherwise, nothing there. He's got how many 50s as well? 250s and 100?
And now, like, I'm not sitting here calling for his head, but I am just, this is just a, like, come on, mate.
Tom, you're a man eating blueberries calling out a bit of a slow run for Marnus.
Yeah, who is, like, the number one batter in the world, right? I'm sitting here eating blueberries for breakfast because I'm trying to be healthy after what has been a really diabolical fucking 7-day period for me. I'm trying, though. And I'm also trying to get Marnus to try a bit more. We've got Boxing Day coming up. I want famous runs.
Well,
I want Marnus tons.
It's not just want, Tom. We need. We demand.
Yeah.
We don't just need. We also demand famous runs. Marnus Labuschagne, who at one point was the best test batsman on planet Earth.
Who is the number one TB right now?
I'm pretty sure it's Babar Azam.
Well, Bubba needs to get a wriggle on too, the way he was batting. Marnus needs to recapture that sort of form because what I want, Thomas, and I don't think it's too much to ask, is runs across the board. I want runs out of everyone.
Yeah.
It's Kane Williamson at the moment.
What on Kane? I want runs out of absolutely everyone in the side.
Yeah.
Because it's
going to be a win, right? So I wouldn't mind it, like, obviously, like, a close test would be good. It's unlikely we're going to get that. So just...
A close test series?
Yeah. No, but just even an individual test match, right?
No, I don't think so.
Just plundering, unrelenting, humping.
But let's look at it a little differently. If Labuschagne of... used to be the best test batsman on the planet fame, can't get runs against Pakistan and the West Indies at home, big trouble.
Mm.
Big trouble, I think.
Well, it's not great. It's not great for Marnus. Not saying drop him, but having a really good side allows you to be picky.
I want a settled top six, super settled. Obviously, it's going to be more. It's going to be less settled when Warner leaves.
How about Baggy Green? Did you see that? He's got like fucking kidney disease or some shit.
Yeah, 60% of his kidneys work at the moment. So they don't filter the blood correctly.
He's been managing it like his whole life. You're like, okay.
Not good.
Baggy Green, poor
thoughts
bastard.
And prayers with Baggy Green. Hope he's all right. Keep grinding, mate. Keep You'll be back on the side when Bison's done with the job.
Yeah.
And the way he's going.
Looks like he's not going anywhere right now.
He's not going anywhere right now. He's just not.
Got a couple of pumps left in him.
Listen, the guy keeps delivering orgasms, right? So, like, let's just let him run.
Multiples.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's as simple as that. Now.
Gary
the GOAT.
Gary the GOAT.
500 test wickets.
How about that motherfucking umpire not giving that out and having to get it?
It ruins the vibe.
Get it through review. Like, you should almost be, there should be like a rule where it's like, if you've got like, a player, like a bowler waiting for a milestone, like just give it out if they appeal and let the other team challenge.
If it's a line call, even if it's like a 30-70, you don't think it's out. Give it.
That thing looked fucking out though. That wasn't like a, ooh.
Give everything and allow the moment.
Yeah.
Allow the moment, because what we've got to do now is everyone knows it's out and now we've got to wait for you to review. Wait for the three red lights, and then we can give it.
But he was obviously
something about it is.
It was obviously left. Just a shit call as well, because he didn't think it was out. So it's like, what do you do?
Anyway,
guy can't bloody umpire, really.
No, he can't. Nathan Lyon though goes to 500. How many off pigeon is he? 60 odd.
62.
Not many.
No, and he's gonna. He
like mate. Mate, did you
everyone's
see
like it? Saying he's nowhere near retiring.
Do you see what Cummins was saying? He said he reckons he can play for another 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
Gets him to 40, 41, and then he's starting to say that he'd be starting to knock down the door of Shane Warne's 7.
I don't know how I don't feel about that.
I don't know if you can bowl for another 4 years. Seems like a lot.
I don't know whether he can or he can't. It's not like it's the most labour-intensive fucking job bowling offies.
Jimmy Anderson,
are you
did
offended
it?
By me fucking eating blueberries on the show?
No, I'm not. No, you're absolutely right. Jimmy Anderson got the job done well into his... What? How old is he?
42? One?
Something, yeah.
Is he planning on retiring? What's he doing?
So he's 41 right now.
Yeah, Broad retired. He hasn't retired.
Jimmy hasn't retired, I don't think.
No. Yeah, but like, listen...
So you're right. By that logic, why not? Jimmy can do it. And all he's doing is bowling off, he's like you say.
Yeah.
And doing a great job.
He's as good as he's ever been.
You would say he's probably right now at the peak of his powers.
Yeah, Jimmy Anderson in July basically said, not something he's thinking about right now. He goes, I'd like to make my own decision, not listening to the talk, blah, blah, blah. Quashes.
Not something I'm even thinking about. That's insane. Not thinking about retirement and you're 41 and you're a fast bowler?
Yeah, that's a lot. Is he married with kids?
Surely
not. No wife's putting up with that shit, are they?
You don't reckon he is?
He very well could be. I'm just trying to work out.
He does have a spouse. They were married in 06. I don't know if he has kids.
Assume he probably does.
People they do. Just, yeah, they got two kids.
The athletes are just getting older and older and older. Like when you and I were coming up, Tom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Playing sport in your mid-30s was... like unheard of.
Well, when we were coming up, I would be at 34, like lionized, you know, like as in if I was like, if I'd been playing, if this was 34, you know, one of my 14 years into a career, thinking of hanging up the boots, that's all anyone's talking about. I'm like having montages of me on TV. You know what I mean? Like, look at this guy's amazing career. He's 34 years. Look how old he is.
Look how old this
Flex
bloke is.
Flex is grey in
like,
the hair.
Like, this guy's got a like wife and kids, you know what I mean? Maybe you've got like a grandkid on the way at 34. If you went early, if you started early, real early.
Well, it'd have to be real early.
16?
Then
17?
They'd have to be, no, I think there'd be some underage.
17 and
there'd
17. Some,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. I could be.
All I'm saying is, it's still like, is it out? It's not out of the realms of possibility.
Mathematically possible under the eyes of the law, I believe. Yeah, dude. Which you know what it is though. What is nice is that it means that I'm not that old. Jimmy Anderson's still playing professionally. He's fucking 6 years older than me. 7 years older than me.
7 years older than you. That's what I'm saying. The whole thing's getting pulled out. It was unheard of mid-30s people playing sport, let alone 40. 40 was like absolutely inconceivable.
What are we talking about?
Tom Brady is out there. I think he sort of set the tone a little bit. Like, mate, you can play well into your 40s if you want. LeBron will probably play into his 40s. So why the fuck can't Gary the GOAT go out there and be our greatest ever wicket-taker?
I think Bradley Hogg, I think Hogg played into his 40s. I don't...
Big bash.
No, oh, yeah, I know. I don't know how I feel about Warney's getting taken over, you know? Like, I'm just sort of...
You know what I would do? If you know what Gary should do?
Retire on 7.07.
Correct. Just refuse to bowl in any more
overs. Yeah, in the middle of the game.
In the middle of the game. Just go, I can't, out of respect to the late, great Shane Keith Warne. And then retire. If he did that, he would go down in history.
Yeah.
Obviously, he will anyway, but he would be revered for that.
It's pretty hectic. You never really truly appreciate what you're getting until you're not getting it anymore. And even though we've appreciated Gary, you just aren't appreciating that he's the third Australian to ever take 500 wickets. He will become our second greatest wicket taker of all time. Like, because there's so much of an early career, if anyone, where you're like, oh yeah, these guys are all right. Like, they're good, but like, are they going to become, are we witnessing all-time greatness?
I think, I genuinely think it was because of Warney.
Yeah, but even like Smudge.
Nah, but we knew we had a fucking real one with Smudge.
When we were in the middle of like hundreds, we did.
Yeah, we definitely did.
We did.
What, like, no one's really ever stops to smell the roses with Gary.
No, they haven't.
Like, obviously, Gary the GOAT was a bit of a fucking piss take.
Yes.
You know, like, everyone can say, oh, no, it was sincere. It was like, it started as a joke.
It was a joke. Definitely a joke.
It was 100% a joke. Like, but that sort of puts him into context a little bit. Like, oh, Gary the GOAT, yes. Even though he is the GOAT off spinner now. Like, it was always just...
Or did Morley bowl off spin?
Our GOAT off spinner.
Yeah, our GOAT. I was going to say, I was like...
Well, Morley was a chucker.
He was a chucker, though, as well. So,
I mean, we don't count his...
No, that's actually a great point. He's the greatest off spinner to not chuck the ball.
Yes. Well, no, but he's the greatest off spinner because he doesn't chuck.
No, you're right.
Morley was a chucker.
Morley's the greatest off spinner to chuck a ball.
Correct. Correct. 800 chucks to his name.
Mm.
Chuck Scalps. So now that he's gone to 500, well, can I ask you this? Now that Gary's gone to 500 test wickets, how does he feel inside you?
Well, he feels like...
But does he feel like a Glenn McGrath? Does he feel like a Ricky Ponting? Does he feel like a...
No, but the thing is that they felt more like they feel to me now once they left.
I don't know if that's true or not. I think, like, when Ricky was being Ricky, well, you knew it.
Yeah, but like...
You had it, you felt it.
Well, then
it.
What... But okay, there's a point that they
don't
reach.
You think?
Yeah, but there's a point that they reach where they start to feel a certain way to you, right? So you could say...
They feel a certain way inside you.
When Ricky reaches a point in his career where he is just, you know, scoring shitloads of tons, he's our greatest ever century maker, and you're like, okay. And everyone's like, this is the best since Bradman. Similar thing with Smudge. His average is huge. He's just
58
fucking,
point something.
It was in the 60s, though, for a while there,
it
Eddie.
Was in the 60s.
It was really like, this guy's
the 58 best still
Bradman.
Absurd.
I'm not knocking it.
Please don't.
But it wasn't the 60s. That's when that started to feel real. Nathan, again, maybe because we weren't smelling him enough, maybe now that he's hit five, now it's like the rest of his career is just a processional, I'm just doing laps around the oval waving to the crowd.
So from here on out, not that
procession.
We haven't been already,
no, but it's a procession.
But it's a procession, and we smell him constantly.
Yeah. Like every time you get him, fuck.
Just waft him, bro.
You know, and the legend just grows as he keeps taking wickets.
Well, the scent grows as you continue to smell it, Tom.
Yeah.
I don't know how that makes sense, but it does.
I can't smell.
The more you smell a man, the more the aroma they'll give off. I'm not ruling out him every time he plays a test now. Just walk around the ground and just wave at people.
Yeah. Like, you might play for another 5 years, but I think it's you may as well just keep saying goodbye because it's just like, wow, this guy, we're not going to have him forever.
Maybe just say that. I don't know how long I'll be bowling for, but I'm loving it right now. Just keep saying that.
Yes.
Just keep, because then you're not saying anything at all.
No.
I don't know how long I'm going to play for, obviously, but I'm loving right now. We're loving your play.
But like, drink me in while you got me.
Yeah. Just drink me in now while I'm drinkable.
Yeah.
And enjoy the taste of me, because
who knows what.
I'm the greatest off spinner of all time.
Sorry, Morley, you chucked the ball.
Morley's a chucker. Simple as that. I think when he goes past Pigeon, it'll start to really set in.
It'll stink then.
That's like, you know.
He'll stink like absolute shit in a good way.
That's a public toilet shitter after a huge weekend.
Yeah. Boat party bathroom.
Exactly right. Festival shitter. Just absolutely pounded within an inch of its life.
Yep.
Mitch Stark, fifth on the list?
Yeah, I know. That's what the thing.
What the fuck?
Dude, and then you got Pat Cummins and Joshy Hazelwood there. Like, so we've got four of the top. They're going to go into the top 10 by the end of this series.
I think it's probably worth stopping.
Yeah.
Just for the moment in terms of sniffing and sucking.
Yep.
Let's just suck off the cartel for a second.
Yeah.
Let's suck the cartel off for a moment.
The cartel sucked.
Because we had one of the, like, obviously Warner McGrath were the greatest duo to ever duo in the history of duos.
Yep.
We all know that. But we've got a cartel right now that is just getting into its fucking work. And if you go off Mitch Stark's comments, boys aren't done yet. He's like, we want to win in India. We want to win in England. I'm not talking retain. He's talking win.
Yeah.
Which implies what, punters and dribblers? They're going around again.
Well, mate, Stark and Cummins, they've played significantly less matches there, haven't they?
Hazelwood, 64. Cummins, 56. Stark, 83. Lyon, 123.
Like, how old are they? How old are the cartel?
Stark's 33.
Okay.
Cummins is 30. And Hazelwood.
How old's Hazelwood? He's injury prone.
Yeah, he's 32.
Right. 32.
Yeah, so that's probably the difference between him and Stark. Stark got it going a bit earlier. But, like, we're going to look back. I tell you what we will look back on.
The cartel
days.
Yeah.
Going, how fucking good were those cartel days?
Yeah.
When the boys just went out there, line held down an end, and the boys just went to work. Just plowed him.
Went to work.
Imagine getting worked over by those four. It'd be fun.
Oh, bro, no, like a nice working over from the cartel. Yes, please. Just tell me where to go. But like Mitch will get up to four. Mitch could get to four. He's gonna get fourth all time again. Potentially this series, maybe not. But that's very doable. Actually, he could. He needs what, 17 wickets.
Tell you what, Lyon's economy's pretty good too. 2.93. McGrath's 2.41. Completely absurd. Stark, 3.39. So even Hazelwood, who you would say is like, no one ever really has their way with Hazelwood's 2.8. So McGrath's 2.49 is just ridiculous.
It's absurd.
Richie Benno, 2.1.
Oh, Mitch Johnson. So Mitch is fifth. But Stark, to get to fourth place, to knock off Lily, is at 3.55. Stark's 3.18. But both Cummins and Hazelwood are on 2.42, which has them 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think it's 13th.
13 equal?
12th.
12th. Oh, equal 12th. 12th?
Yep.
So 2.46 is 11. Richie with 2.48 is 10. They're going to be in the top 10, both of them. We're going to have four active bowl. Our cartel's all going to be in the top 10 wicket takers at the same time. Touch yourself.
That's 100%. Let's get the bunny out sort of stuff. Now, for example, in terms of like, you don't put respect on people's names really until they're done. Must just be a human condition.
Mm.
Like, generally speaking, obviously, Warnie had it the moment he fucking took his first test wicket. But Mitch Stark is ahead of Brett Lee. But I think in the minds of the punter and the dribbler, Brett Lee
Well, Brett Lee's played less. You know, if you were to give, if you were to look at, what are they?
Not, not by much.
Not by much. You could not by much at all.
You're eight innings.
8 innings for 28 wickets is the difference.
Yeah, you're right. So it's okay. No, but you're right. But then when people compare, like, is this the greatest? Is this Cartel our greatest Cartel?
Easily. Have to be.
Well, but then they say Warren, McGrath, Lee, Gillespie.
But they didn't play for as long together.
Sure. But, I mean, like, it's just like quality.
Is there the longevity of being a Cartel? Like, the longer the Cartel is around.
Potentially, but I guess it's just, like, how good the Cartel is, how good of an attack it is. Look, this Cartel's certainly working its dick off to become the Cartel.
The Cartel we have right now, their biggest problem is that they haven't won in England. That's a problem from the perspective of a Cartel.
I mean, that other Cartel wouldn't have.
You don't reckon the... What do you mean?
Did Lee and Warren and McGrath and that win in England together as a Cartel?
Warren and... Not as a Cartel.
Well, that's how...
If you're going off a four versus a four, yeah, is that what you're doing?
That's what I'm doing.
Then no, they wouldn't have.
No.
Because the last time we won in Australia, in England, was 2001.
They probably would have done all the same, achieved all the same sort of shit, right? Unless they were together in India.
No. That was 2004. So I doubt it. Lee wasn't around then.
He was. He's telling us he debuted in like 2000, Centenary Test.
I said 1999, 2008. Look up who was in that side in India, because that's a big one.
That is a big one.
Which one, 2008?
2004.
When we won, who was the Cartel?
Because if they've won in India, then that's a completely different thing.
But, you know, this Cartel's won two World Cups each. They've retained in England twice.
Well, how many? Lee would have won a heap, wouldn't he?
World Cups. He would have won two or three, I would have thought.
McGrath, Gillespie.
Kasperwitz, Horitz.
What? That was the fourth test, so that's what the first test looked like.
Wait, what? That's Horitz? Confusing.
That doesn't feel right.
Yeah, so Warney was on the tour, so was McGrath. Lee might have been injured.
Interesting.
That was actually the series where, yeah, I think Lee was injured and wasn't in great form, and Kasperwitz got his spot.
Shout out to Kasperwitz.
Bowled pretty
well. Not seeing a Lee on the list here.
Yeah.
Now, listen, three of the four is pretty fucking handy.
No, it is. All I'm saying is
Cartel for Cartel.
If you're talking about the successes, the wins of a Cartel specifically, I would have expected, if you're talking about the Cartel of Lee, Gillespie, Warren and McGrath, that Lee would have needed to have been on the Indian tour for it to count.
In a Cartel v. Cartel, yes. Now, if you were just to go like for like, obviously Warney the greatest spinner of all time and our greatest spinner of all time, and then against Lyon, who's second. McGrath, our greatest quick of all time. Stark. Is Stark second?
Dennis Lilley at the moment.
Dennis Lilley. DK Lilley.
But they're not done yet. But that's what I'm saying. There's things to do.
There's going to be dribblers out here who are literally like jamming fucking needles into their ears because we're forgetting probably a lot.
Well,
please let us know.
This Cartel was on that England tour in 2001.
They were,
yep.
So they did win.
Okay. Yeah,
so they've won in England.
Warren, McGrath, Gillespie won in England in 2001.
Okay.
So they've done it in England.
There you go, they've done it in England.
And they've pretty much done it in India.
They've pretty much done it in India.
So they're ahead.
They're ahead.
They just are.
Won some World Cuppies as well.
They just are. Well, we won the 99 World Cup 2003, 2007. So they would have won World Cups in there. Have to have.
Yep.
So congratulations to the GOAT. Cartel got work to do. I'd be eyeing off that next away series in India and England as must wins if you want to go down.
That Cartel's also lost to India twice at home.
Great point. Didn't quite have the batsman.
Yeah, is it the Cartel's fault? Maybe not, but
maybe the stats man can give us some stats.
Yeah,
on that
someone
stuff.
Else.
If you're listening,
stats.
If you're
like
listening,
we're here
stats
just
man,
shooting from the hip. It's bloody horizontal
stats
season,
man,
you know. Like.
Stats man, help out if you can. So just to bow the test match though.
Yeah.
basically, it was like a 50 Shades of Grey episode, yep. and Pakistan were tied up in the corner.
Getting subbed.
With beads in their fucking anuses.
And mouths.
And mouths.
Blindfolds on.
Blindfolds
hot
on.
Hot wax on the balls.
Yeah, whips. Then we put them in the swing and just gave them a good ramming.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That was swing work
yep.
by Australia. I can't see that changing on Boxing Day in front of 80,000 fucking screaming punters and dribblers, baying for blood
yep.
in our Coliseum, so to speak. Can't see Pakistan turning up there either. Then in when we get to Sydney, we'll get the first 2 days in. That's when Tom and I will be there, and then it'll rain, and you know, it might be a draw.
Locked myself in with my family. I've blocked out 3 days. Definitely two, potentially three.
Definitely going to be there the first 2 days.
Yep. Third one is always a little bit like...
We'll see how we go.
But it's
obviously
nice.
It's Jay McGrath.
Yeah. No, that's great. But it's more about like, is the test even still on at that point? But you know, Warner's final test.
Oh yeah. No, we'll be running. We'll be there a couple of days. At least.
So horny for it.
We're there for a couple of days.
I can't wait for it, dude.
Something to keep an eye on this week. So Pakistan have organised and been accepted by Cricket Australia to play a 2-day match. Against a team that's pretty much made up of like Victorian players and other players who don't have Big Bash contracts. Will Pekowski is going to be opening with Marcus Harris. So that's happening on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, okay.
They've organised that on short notice because they were pissed off about the pitch they played on in Canberra for the other practice match, which was slow. Yeah.
I like that from Pakistan. They're like, they want to win. They want to play well.
Yeah.
Despite the fact they don't play well. They played all right.
Yeah.
I played it right.
Listen, they want to hold the whip. And
Shahid Afridi's hair. Shaquin Afridi?
It's unbelievable.
It's just fucking... I can't tell if it's fake or not. I can't
well,
tell
you actually... You're the man for the job. So if you can't tell if it's
tingled,
fake or not...
It's tingled my wig senses.
It's like, quite far forward.
It's just very like caked on top and it's shiny. Like I've never seen... Is he bald? Ask if it's real.
That looks real to me.
That one doesn't. Or it's all brushed forward.
Why?
That
photo there, that one.
Which one?
Go down. He's got the ball in front of his face.
Just Google if it's real.
That looks real.
No, I know. It could be real, dude. It's too hard to tell. He clearly gets it frosted, though, as well, which throws me off. I think it might just be the thickest head of Pakistani hair, maybe human hair, that we've ever seen.
Pretty incredible.
I'm a big fan of it. There'd be shit lost in there, dude, for sure. Keys and whatever. Have you Googled whether he's actually...
People.
Yeah, there's not... No one's really speculating on the realness of his hair.
Yeah, I think because everyone knows it's just honest and true and lush.
Good for him. Good
congratulations
for him.
To Afridi because it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And if they're going to win, the hair's going to be a big part of it.
Huge
you'd
part.
Think.
Jerome Luai, Tigers, $6 million, 5 years.
Is that locked in? Because he came out being like, I haven't put pen to paper.
No, he hasn't. But he's basically saying like, it's pretty close to done by the sounds of things.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's announced that he's leaving Penrith, but he said he hasn't put pen to paper.
And some people are saying
good for him.
Dogs are still a chance. Yeah, good for
That's
him.
That's a lot of money, mate. It's 5 years, $1.2 million, set yourself up sort of stuff.
But it's like when we've spoken before, we're like, you know, it maybe it was even on the DMP with Kempy, it was like, if he's getting offered six, like if he's getting lowballed that hard, then like you could leave. But then I think Kempy's like, you know, but he's offered eight, then is the difference of 400 grand a year enough? Or maybe if it was offered like a million somewhere else and eight at the Panthers, like, but if you're getting offered 1.2, is that what it would shake out to be?
1.2 is 5 over 4. What's he getting? Oh no, 6 over 5, rather. 6 million over 5 years. If he's getting 800 at the Panthers, that's $400,000. 4 fives, that's $2 million.
Yeah.
That's $1 million cash.
Extra.
Difference. Extra. A bit more than that. So it's a lot of money. And you've got to remind yourselves, punters and dribblers, the bloke's won fucking 3 comps in a row. He's been to 4 grand finals. He's won, what, 2 or 3 shields. He's made a World Cup final with Samoa. Like, he's done a lot. And
he's done everything.
Which hasn't won a World Cup.
No, good point.
And it's time to...
Unlikely to with Samoa.
It's time to unlock the vault, as it were.
Well, let's try to do another unlock the vault. Like, let's do something different. Let's try and do another level of the game, as it were.
For sure.
Bring a shit side up.
If he can bring a shit side up, then that is another string to the bow, obviously. Jury's out.
Jury's out.
From my perspective.
But the Tigers, if they get him, certainly look better. And that's not breaking any news, but like...
So will he play seven?
Yeah, I think so. Mate, he'd have to if he's getting paid that much money. You would think. And if it doesn't work, then... Oh, because, I mean, the Tigers have also sacked their entire board, which I don't think we...
No, we hadn't. About. I think I'd missed that. I tell you what, it takes a brave man...
Or woman
to go, okay, the whole board's been sacked. CEO's gone. Resigned. Read between the lines, please, punters and dribblers. And you're still signed with the Tigers. He must have got some nice insurances.
Well,
in terms of who's replacing everyone. I know that they've got interim people in there now. I don't know how long term that's going
to
be.
But, like, I mean, if you're going to the Tigers and it's like, that might be the only way he went. Hey, I got to see the back of fucking Litigious Lee and Mr. Pascoe and every other one of those losers on the board.
You know, and they can whinge and wallow and whine all they want, but the reality is that you've won back-to-back spoons. You're going like a busted ass. You can't fucking sign anyone, or you couldn't. And it's the worst, one of the worst spots the club's ever been. Mm. Like, you needed wholesale changes, mate.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Fresh.
Pretty sure we're in a results business, aren't we?
Let's get the former sacked New South Wales Premier, Barry O'Farrell, in there, who had to step down because he didn't declare Grange.
Let's get that bloke in
let's
there.
Let's get that guy in there to run the club.
Yeah, but let's
allegedly, I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Well, he didn't get sacked, or did he step down?
No, I think he stepped down. I don't think he got sacked.
Because he didn't declare the Grange.
Yes, and I would know. I'm a big Liberal Party fan, yes, as you can
see. Listen, that's what happened. He's now in there running the show, and maybe you could argue that you need someone who's prepared to blur the lines a little bit.
Mm.
You know, playing the grey.
Blurred lines, Robin Thicke, Pharrell. That song has not aged well, by the way.
Was M. Rada nude in that?
Which now she hates, I think.
I think she blames old mate for that. Anyway, I'm not getting into it.
No.
Just parroting what I heard. So maybe you get someone in there.
Do you get Robin Thicke?
Well, I'm saying, do you get someone in there that's prepared to accept bribes?
Well, Robin Thicke and Pharrell, I don't know about accept bribes, but they're down to the blurred lines.
Yeah, but Barry is. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know if he's prepared to accept bribes. He maybe made a mistake.
He's got bribes in his past.
Well, he doesn't necessarily have bribes in his past, Eddie, because I don't want to sit here and speak ill of the former once disgraced New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell of forgot to declare a bottle of Grange fame. He may not be into accepting bribes. He might be forgetful.
Sure, he could be. And that's a great point. And worth remembering.
Well, and worth stating.
Because I'm not saying he's open to taking bribes.
No.
I'm saying he's open to being forgetful.
Yeah. You need a forgetful. Somebody's like, oh, whoops, I forgot to mention that we gave this guy 600 grand of cash under the table.
Yeah. Oh, I actually completely forgot to declare his salary.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff's what we're talking about.
This is pretty much on the money for what O'Farrell said at the ICAC investigation in response to this $3,000 bottle of Grange. He said that he had a massive memory fail and still could not explain a gift that he had no recollection
dude,
of.
Dude, that's what I'm talking about. Massive memory fail. This is perfect.
That's
dude.
What I'm talking about. Bring someone in who suffers from massive memory fail.
He suffers from an acute bout of the whoopsie daisies.
That's right. Like, you know, you get people in, like, if they're still owing money on that, that Concord Centre of Excellence, I'd be forgetting to pay it.
Yeah, whoops. Oh, fuck. Am I in the rears again? Sorry.
Whoops. Salary cap auditor. Forgot to tell you.
Yeah, I forgot where we left all of our account details.
I forgot you can't take, like, shady money from people.
We're not saying that this has anything to do with Mr. O'Farrell. We are saying that he had an ICAC investigation about a $3,000 bottle of wine, which, in hindsight, he seems like a good fit for the Tigers.
That's all we're saying. And then Shane Richardson of
South.
Name pops up fucking everywhere, fame.
Yep.
Of like, how exactly do you fit into the universe? Like, were you there when the Bunnies got let go or something? Like, was he there then?
This is the, like, this is a question that would make gurus like blood boil, because it's something that like you really should know. You know what I mean? Like, guru would know this.
You, should you really know what how Shane Richardson fit in?
Well,
with
I know
the
that he used to be the head of Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. But like, why is he just always lurking about?
Well, because he's a rugby league man. His job is rugby league, the business of rugby league. He was on James Graham's podcast recently as well.
Any good?
Yeah, it was the round table. So
He was the CEO at South Sydney from 2004 to 2015.
Yep.
He then rejoined the club in 2016. In that in-between stage, he was the head of game strategy and development for the NRL.
So he's a rugby league man.
He's a rugby league man. Testy pop.
Well, he's come in, both he and forgetful Barry O'Farrell, on six-month deals, just to see how they go.
Well, it's, I think it's more about Barry might forget to even fucking show up sometime, you know what I mean? So, like, let's just give him rolling six-month contracts, check how the memory's going.
Yeah. He might forget what a board member does, what a chairman does.
That's it. You might think he's playing. He might think he's back running the state.
That's right. I tell you what would be funny is if, I'm assuming Brighton's lawyers don't will no longer sponsor the Tigers when the
deal
runs
out. Well, he's honouring the final year of his contract.
When that deal runs out.
Yeah.
Maybe get Grange as a sponsor.
Ooh. Don't mind that. Just on the front of the jersey. I don't
That'd be
that.
A nice full circle moment for all of us, I think.
Yeah, well, if anyone's got the ins.
Correct.
Exactly right. Sorry, Barry.
But good luck to Jerome. Again, jury's out. I'm not the person you talk to. Be like, how do you reckon you'll go? I don't think you'll go that well, but jury's out.
Yeah. That's just a vibe thing from a couple of guys.
As in, like, he's not going to take the Tigers to a premiership. That's what I'm saying.
That's a vibe thing from two guys who, when you look at them on the face of it, you go, fuck, you are way, you look way younger than you are. And what's with your heads of hair? Like, aren't you meant to... Isn't hair meant to desert men at some point? Yours looks like it's fucking here to stay. You're looking at two guys with phenomenal heads of hair who have no fucking clue what they're talking about, but still feel like they're allowed to give their opinion, and that's correct. And Jerome, all the best. $6 million, phenomenal. You deserve it. Tough job at the Tigers.
You're not going to make the eight, I don't think. That's my opinion. But also happy to be proven wrong.
And you're like,
and if they do the make date, I go, well done.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be, I won't give a fuck one way or the
no.
other. That's just the truth of it.
It's just the truth of it. And honestly, like, when you wake up in the morning and you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, I might have got that Jerome thing wrong.
But I didn't get the hair wrong.
The hair's fucking still as thick.
Hair's here to stay.
Shade of
so I'll I'll wake up and go, I got that Jerome thing horribly wrong. They've just won a comp.
But Shane
Sharp. But I got a Freedy. I've got a Freedy hair. Yeah. So what do you want? What do you want me to do?
What
about
more
it?
Could one do? Cut the shade of Freedy's over here. Or Shekina Freedy's. Keep getting it wrong. It's an Afreedy head of hair though.
Just drop the first name. Don't even bother with it. Just Afreedy it up. Buttercup.
Yeah.
Is that rugby league?
You'd fucking think so.
Was it Gronk in the Manly jersey?
Oh, yeah, Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk gets it. Gronk knows Gronk where his bread's it. Buttered. He knows what the greatest club of all time is.
Was he like a four-time Super Bowl champ, three-time Super Bowl champ?
Tom, let me put it this way. Gronk's a winner and sees four jerseys and puts on the best one.
Yep. Geez, I wonder if we're going to be hanging out with Gronk in Vegas.
You'd have to think so.
You'd have to think so, right?
Like, I would see no reason to expect otherwise.
I kind of, if I close my eyes and imagine it, it's Tobler locked to a computer in the hotel.
We got to get a chain, actually.
We got to get a chain. We'll get one over there. Like, travel with it. Although, I guess you might want to chain him up on flight.
We just get him like a bike chain. You know those ones? Yeah.
We'll choke one, though, because if he tries to break free, you want to...
And I want him, like, low, like, hunched over the laptop, panning away.
Yeah. We'll get him one of those Swiss balls as a chair so he can't lean back and relax.
Exactly.
Just fall over or choke himself. Okay, I get back to it. So I see us in Vegas, Tobler chained to a desk. We black out the windows, so he's got no idea what time it is. But then you and I, where it's like, you know, some swanky dude with PVL, Gronk, Hugh Jackman, fucking, you know, Dana White, probably, you know, just real big dick stuff. And just Barry O'Farrell.
Movers and shakers.
Yep.
Right. Maybe Leo's there.
DeCaps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Nah, fucking oath. We meet his new 23-year-old like, misso, Ryan.
Yep.
I'm thinking maybe some more Australian celebs, like is Margo nipping over? She's a Broncos gal, I believe.
She'll be there.
Surely.
Rusty will be there.
Rusty will be there.
Hugh Jackman will be there.
I'd be, listen, the problem
Can I go young and like hip? Who is it? Elordi? Leordi?
Jacob Elordi?
Jacob Elordi.
Toddler's full-blown man crush.
Jacob Elordi's there. Yep. You know what I mean? The fucking, the it guy of the moment.
If Toddler could get pounded out by one male right now, my bet would be it's Jacob Elordi.
Jacob Elordi's so hot right now.
Yeah, he is. And he's tall as fuck. He's not like Short King.
Apparently he's a great bloke.
Oh, yeah? Well, we look forward to spending a lot of quality time with him over in Vegas.
I'm excited to meet Jacob.
Jacob, Gronk, PVL.
Margo. Did we mention her?
That's what we're thinking. Hugh. I'm looking forward to maybe doing a workout with Hugh.
Floyd will be over there.
Floyd will be over there, but I want to get Hugh in the gym.
I reckon Hugh would want to get you in the gym, mate.
Well, he would want to. If like, he'd be like, I don't want you to die, so I want you to like be fit and healthy. But like, you know, let's go and do a couple of fucking deadlifts with you.
100%.
Strickland fight was fucking funny.
Oh, in this, the crowd.
In the crowd.
That was mad. Dana's like, what fucking wanker sits Strickland and Dricus du Plessis, who are about to fight each other, on? What wanker sits them next to each other? And he goes, this wanker. It's like, I don't know how the fuck I... Like, I'm in charge of the seating plan for every single UFC event. I don't know how the fuck I missed that one. I'm a fucking idiot.
Jeez, doing a seating plan would be so fucking shit.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fun. But it's of the utmost importance in a UFC event.
Oh, 100%. It'd be fucking annoying, though. But good to see them, the boys punch on. I love that.
Did you see Strickland? Because it was like Gilbert Burns was there with his family, and he's like, can you guys just get out of the way for a second? Like, super calmly. Like, could you just get in there, sort of get on the moon? And then he just jumps up and... Just jumps up over the chair and starts getting into it.
Unbelievable.
And then he puts the video on his Instagram and he's like, this is why I tell you guys, this is why I shouldn't leave my house.
Just an absolute psychopath. Is there any tinfoil hat in you that thinks that like this that could be...
Set up?
Yep.
Yes.
As in like, they were sitting next to each other. Do you really miss that? Does it sell fights? Does it boost their profiles? Like, are they?
It does all of those.
Are they realistically going to punch on? Like, do they hate each other that much?
No. Oh, you're correct. All those things are correct, but they're like, you're fucking psychopaths. But look at the punches he's throwing when he jumps up on him. I was looking at the punches that Strickland was throwing, and I was like, are these like, is he hitting him hard or is he not? You find the video, Dave, because it just fell off the screen. Oh.
You know, like you're taking a bit of the wrestling from it here.
Like he's not really hitting him very hard there at all.
Yeah, like I see this as
marketing.
Marketing, yeah. Where he's hitting him. Like, sort of, like, bends him over and, like, getting him, like, lower in the... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Throwing those down elbows look like they'd fucking hurt.
I don't know either. I'm just... All I'm saying is wouldn't shock me. Would not shock me. That's out of the wrestling handbook, this sort of stuff.
No, absolutely. And it's out of the YouTuber handbook, which is what the fucking...
And then they get to talk all this shit.
I know, and like he's already.
He's such.
He's funny. He doesn't even.
Look at him, bro. He's like an ogre.
I know.
Unbelievable. Colby Covington's fight with Leon Edwards was.
Bad.
Not very good.
No, he got fucking dominated.
He didn't do anything.
No, he got dominated. He's a loser.
He threw nothing.
He's just a fucking loser, dude.
And then he came out afterwards and was like, that was such an easy fight. I don't even have a scratch on me.
He's literally
and
got blood coming out of his like fucking nose.
Down the middle.
He's just a fuckwit. He's just a fuckwit. Like, I get he tries to, like, hype it up, but, like, he goes so rogue. He brought up, did you see he brought up Leon Edwards' dead father?
Oh, yeah, mate.
Like, sicko shit.
Completely classless.
Yeah.
Just, it's so funny how, like, obsessed he's with Donald Trump. See Big Donald.
That's
there.
The thing. It's
he
so,
ran over to him and shit. I'm like, bro, chill.
You
want to
talk cuck? It's like.
Like, you are the biggest fucking just, Trump cuck of all
and,
time.
And, like, this isn't even political. I just mean, all you talk about is this older man, like.
Who's approaching 80.
Yeah, but, like, Mr. Trump, he's so good, dude, and Mr. Trump, and it's like. What are you? You're
calm down. Calm down.
You're trying to be this really cool dude, but then you reveal yourself to be this weird limp dick pussy who's obsessed with Trump.
It's fucking strange. It's really really weird stuff. And he went out there and threw like three punches and got absolutely fucking pieced up.
Yeah, and out wrestled. Like,
was not close at all.
No. And still tried to celebrate like he was the champ.
Oh mate. I fucking hate that. Like, did you win a round?
Yeah, no. Oh, he probably,
maybe
no,
one,
he
maybe the
won,
fourth.
He might have won the fourth and the fifth. But again, most of that was because Leon Edwards was like,
but the fight was over after wrestling. The fight was over after three rounds.
Yeah,
that was it. And like, he didn't show any signs of knocking him out. That's for
no,
damn sure.
No, he didn't. Anyway, the card was still okay.
Bryce Mitchell got knocked the fuck
dude,
out.
Our flat earther. Did you see Bryce Mitchell's?
No, I didn't.
Get
see
that
it.
Up. Mm. It's hectic. It was hectic.
Good.
Like, I was
Josh Emmett of Weird Guy fame.
Yeah, Weird Guy fame. Lost to
is that in Sydney? Was.
Yes, it was. Yeah. No, Perth.
Are you sure? Was it Perth? Now
no,
confused.
It wasn't.
It was Sydney, wasn't it? Sure it was Sydney.
I think it was Perth because he fought the Mexican dude. And then that was for the interim title while Volk was at lightweight fighting.
Oh, you're dead right. No, you are right.
Now, have we got volume on this thing? The sound is crazy. And you see Mitchell took the center. Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Dude, he starts shaking and shit. He's having like seizures on the ground, Bryce, which is not cool.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. And you see Mitchell took the center. Isn't this
Bro. That is so hectic.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh bro, I don't like
no,
the
I
shaking.
Don't like seeing the shaking.
I don't like that. That's
nice
not very nice. I don't like that bit. Is he okay? Is he okay?
He's alright. He's in hospital and shit. Like, I mean, I'm sure the concussion was not good.
That's fucking brutal.
Yeah, very brutal.
Wow, Josh Emmett, scary guy.
Yeah.
Look at him talking
guy,
now. I'm like, you are
guy.
Like a fucking weirdo.
Paddy Pimblett back. He fucked up Tony Ferguson for
Tony needs to retire.
Yeah.
He needed to retire years ago.
Yep. Paddy did look good, though. We took basketball. It's thanks to our good friends at KO. Now, there's some basketball coming up over the Christmas and New Year period. Is that right? Can we please get that on screen for us?
Yes, that is.
I actually bumped into friend of the show and CEO of the Sydney Kings the other day in Kmart.
Did you?
Pongy.
How is the great man?
Good. Well, he actually knocked a bunch of shit off a shelf and it made a noise. And then I popped my head around the corner because I'm a sticky beak. I'm a bit of a toddler. And was like, oh, what's that? And I was like, oh, someone's knocked something over. And I was like, oh, fuck. It's Pongy. How you doing, mate? Bit of a chat, you know. CEO of the fucking Violet Crumbles. Me, just a humble sports podcaster trying to find some Christmas lights. Christmas Day games.
Huge.
Violet Crumbles playing on Christmas Day, which on Christmas Day when there's fuck all going on, like there's nothing, I'm down for a bit of NBL.
Jack Jumpers as well. Jack Jumpers being the Tasmanian side. And I've got a soft spot for everyone. Everything's Tasmanian except the inbred stuff.
And the name Jack Jumpers is the worst name of all time.
No, it's great. Do you know what a Jack Jumper is?
It's an ant.
It's an ant. It's a bloody deadly ant.
Is it actually deadly?
Do you hate the name Jack Jumper? I don't.
I
think it's better than Phoenix or Hawks. Like, at least it's a little bit different.
Hawks is good. Phoenix, whatever. Jack Jumpers is
Like, but it's different.
Nah. Yeah, but cool. Well, then why don't you just call them the farts? Like, that's different too. Like, it's just not a good name.
I don't mind it. But I actually don't mind Jack Jumpers as a name.
Tasmanian farts.
They're like a uniquely Tasmanian
thing.
What
about the Tasmanian inbreds? That would be that would be unbelievable.
The siblings. What, so what's they don't kill you, Jack Jumpers?
No, they can, yeah. Between 1980 and 2000, there were four deaths that were came from Jack Jumpers. Because the thing about them is that the deaths result from being like anaphylactic and allergic to their bite, but you'll never know if you are until you're actually bitten by one.
Right. So, but so like you could argue that like peanuts have taken more scalps than those ants.
Well, they have, because peanuts exist outside of Tasmania.
It's a great point as well. But Jack Jumpers, their body count's not that high.
Not
you wouldn't say they kill. They can, but that's an anaphylactic thing as opposed to...
Four's okay.
I'm not saying it's nothing.
Okay, but you're shit scared of sharks. How many people have they killed in Sydney in fucking 100 years? Two?
Well, hold on.
And you wouldn't even get in the fucking water.
Well, I did get in the water.
Yeah, but you had to have a couple of drinks and you were pretty fucking shit scared about it.
No, kid was in the water.
All I'm saying is you seem to have a problem with the Jack Jumper who's taken fucking four scalps in 30 years.
If I bump into a... What would you prefer to come across in a dark alley?
All I'm saying is...
A Jack Jumper or a great white?
Well, by the numbers, Jack Jumper.
If you come across a
Jack... By the numbers? No. Jack Jumpers.
No, incorrect. Jack Jumpers have four scalps. Sharks are killing millions of people. Not millions. Heaps of people around the world.
The population of Tasmania is like 350,000. They got four scalps. Population of Sydney, 4 million. Two kills in the last 100 years. No. Just do the number. Do the math.
But it's not Sydney. Because I'd be...
Do the math.
I'd be worried about a shark in Tahiti, brah. It's not about Sydney. It's about sharks in the ocean. I don't need to worry about Jack Jumpers unless I'm outside of...
I'm saying if Jack Jumpers were everywhere, then the math is that fucking...
They'd kill more than sharks?
Apparently.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's not the math.
That is the math.
Because Tasmanians would probably get killed by sharks as well down there. Sharks are fucking...
Mate, Jack Jumpers, per capita, fucking standing up. Taking scalps, and you're shitting all over them. You're all over the phoenix, which doesn't even exist.
I'm not all over the phoenix. I'm a
phoenix is a bird that fucking comes back from the ashes.
A Violet Crumbles guy. I'm not a phoenix guy. That's for damn sure.
All I'm saying is, I think you need to respect the Jack Jumper.
I will not
a little bit more gone out there and it's taken four brave kills.
You need
kills.
To be anaphylactic for it to actually kill you. It's not just going to kill you like a shark would kill you. It doesn't discriminate. Like, if I have an EpiPen, the shark isn't going to be like, oh, I'm not going to be able to kill you. Shark will kill you. So you can fucking leave your Jack Jumpers at the door. Anyway, Christmas Day basketball is what the people want. Boxing Day basketball.
It's what the people want. Jack Jumpers.
Christmas Eve basketball.
Southeast Melbourne, Phoenix, 5:30. Kings, Hawks, 7:30. Both on Christmas Day. This is post-lunch. Post-sleep as well, if you're an afternoon sleep type operator. 5:30 and 7:30. Make smart decisions. Only on KO. Live and ad-free during play. You know the drill.
And then that's the next also day, NBA, right?
Then the next day, the NBA Christmas Day games, which would be Boxing Day for the punter and the dribbler in the morning.
Now, there's a good chance that on Boxing Day, if there's NBA on, you're not going to be watching it because you'll be watching Test cricket. But, I mean, the Nuggets and the Warriors are playing. 6:30 a.m.
4 a.m., 6:30, 9. This is all before the cricket. That's all before the cricket.
This is if you get up really early, say you get up at like 4, you can watch Knicks Bucks.
Well, if you want to watch LA Celtic at 9 o'clock.
That's 9 a.m.
Yeah, 9 a.m.
So, no, what you want to do is get up at 3:30 so you can watch Knicks Bucks. Then you stay up, 6:30, you got Nuggets Warriors. Then you've got
Lakers Celtics. You watch a bit of that, then you put the cricket on. That's what you do.
Yep.
Well,
split screen.
But you stay on with split screen. You're on KO. That's what you do.
Yeah. And then you just intermittently just.
So if you're not
over to Channel 7, watch the start of the Sydney Hobart, and then not think about it again until Wednesday when they tell you who wins.
That's right. I tell you what, you're missing a trick if you're not up at 3:30 in the morning for Knicks Bucks. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's a layup.
You see Giannis sprinting into the Pacers locker room to try and get the game ball because he scored 64 points and they were like, don't give it to him. He barges in there.
Did he get it?
I don't think so. They gave him a ball. He's like, I don't think it's a game ball.
64 points, a lot of points.
It's not nothing, is it?
It's not nothing. Not nothing. Anyway. I've kept looking up photos of like that.
Wembanyama.
Yeah. Just like this guy is so tall. I can't get over it.
Can you find a photo?
7'4".
Yeah. Can you find a photo of? And now I don't know. He's a Croatian player. It's not Jokic from fucking the Nuggets. And it's his hands with Uno cards in them. And it's basically just showing you how big this cunt's hands are compared to Uno.
Oh, yeah, get me that. Give me that photo.
It is fucking absurd.
Nah, this has got to be a joke.
I don't know. Don't know, dude. I believe in invisibility cloaks. I reckon that's legit.
I don't know.
Find it on Twitter and see what the comments are. That's real, dude. Look at his ears.
Name's Bobin Marjanovic.
Marjanovic.
Nice.
I know.
Yeah, people are saying these are probably mini travel cards.
Yeah.
No way. Look at him. What's his dimensions? Can we find his dimensions?
Yeah. Tom, I think you've been done over, mate.
Nah.
As usual.
Nah. I think it's fucking legit.
You reckon it's legit?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jeannie Bouchard is the tweet we're looking at.
He's 2.24 meters.
Okay, give me that in feet because I'm a fucking
7 foot something.
Yeah.
7'3". Bro, that's pretty fucking big. Okay, now let's see if you can find anything.
Maybe. They're long fingers.
Dude, you see the way they can hold basketballs. Wembanyama as well. There's a video of like after a game, Wembanyama and they're shaking hands and shit with like the opposition. And the guy's like, after he shook Wembanyama's hand, he goes to his teammate or something. He's like, that's like the biggest hand I've ever seen in my life. I don't think it's fake, dude. Look at him holding a basketball. Look at the size of those fucking hands.
Oh, no. So look at the far left photo. Look at that.
Yeah, he's a monster. No, that's legit, dude.
The photo's legit.
Look at him down here. Look at this one with his hand up against the other one. Holy fucking shit, dude.
Yeah, no, he's just got the biggest hands of all time. Him biting on the basketball is insane.
Is that real? Is that a real size basketball? That doesn't look real size.
This looks like it might be an AI.
Is that with his missus? Get that photo, the next one. Jesus Christ.
Far out.
Imagine being with someone that tall.
Or just where your height is that different. So like for her as well, you're like, Jesus Christ, you're the goddamn giant.
Literally. You're with one of the tallest people on the planet.
Hand down there. He's looking at him. He's doing high fives to people.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. Apologies.
I stand corrected.
No, well, because you were saying I'm a fucking loser who gets there. He's like, you would fall for that. Look at the size of that guy's hands.
Unbelievable. Check it out. Bobin Marjanovic.
Shout out to KO. Shout out to the punter and the dribbler. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. We'll be around.
Yeah, we'll give you a little bit of a rundown, shall we?
We shall.
Thursday, we will have another interview podcast with friend of the show, Nude Soon, Luke Bracey, back in town.
So he's going to shoot the shit, get on the piss.
Shoot the shit, catch up, hang out, have a good time. Thank you to everyone who had nice things to say as well about Courtney Act. That was a fun potty. I still can't believe that they stick their testicles back up in their body when they... I tried it.
How'd you go?
10 seconds into it, I was like, this ain't happening. I'm not saying it's not true.
So you got them up there?
No. No.
Did you play... You were playing at the front, weren't you? Playing around at the front?
I played as instructed.
Okay.
Couldn't do it.
So you'd rather just sit on them?
No, I'm not a drag queen. I'm just saying. Well, no, I wouldn't want to sit on my testicles. But I tell you what, Eddie, try shoving them up into your body.
I haven't tried yet.
Well, you should try.
Well, I'm not going to try right now, but I'll report back.
Sure. You could try right now. It wouldn't be that weird. We could put a big blur over you and you just try and grunt your way through it.
Could. Not
going to. Not going to?
No.
Not made of the right stuff. But didn't work for me, Courtney. I don't know how the fuck you do it. So, basically, we'll be doing best ofs and main pods because we still obviously will be joining you to talk test cricket and whatever the fuck else is going on. But so, two shows a week. One of them will be the best of. The other one will be us on location, wherever the fuck we are.
Correct. And we'll just keep doing that until we stop doing it. And you'll know then.
We'll be back then. You'll be like, oh, okay, you're back. I'm like, yep.
Yep. Because you're not doing them anymore.
No.
Remotely, that is.
Also, funny enough, someone was sending us photos. I didn't know this dude. Didn't know, but we were like big tea break, or big lunch break fucking TV guys the other day.
Yeah. Shout out to our friends at Macca's and KO for all their support. Listen, we're not all big set guys, but Tom and I are. And it's not for everyone's set life, let me tell you.
Long days, early mornings, you know.
Like late nights.
Late nights.
Like we're on set the other night till like 12:30 in the morning, yeah. You know. So it's not for everyone, that set life.
Pound and favourites.
Yeah.
Coffees.
Coffees, great call by the coffee. Bit of pizza just to wash things down. I've eaten very poorly.
This last week's
been... last week. Like, not good at all.
I'd been in a good rhythm. And this last week... My Thursday eats after the fucking Christmas party was diabolical.
I'm just not in a good rhythm this time of year for anything. I don't run anymore. Gym sessions have really dried the fuck up. I'm eating poorly. I'm drinking a lot. It's just the time of year.
I know. But I want to try and like mix in some positive.
Well, that's you know, I'll let you do what you want to do at Perish the Blue.
Oh, absolutely.
I probably won't be.
No, I would be surprised if you were to do anything.
But Merry Christmas to the punter and the jibber. I'm going to wish you Merry Christmas again on Thursday, though. So just know that.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.